This news update's being brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. A two-vehicle crash occurred Tuesday morning in downtown Ubley when a minivan ran a stop sign, struck an SUV around 7:25 a.m. According to the local police, a Bad Axe resident driving a Chrysler Pacifica failed to yield at an intersection of East Main Street and North Washington Street, colliding with Chevy Trailblazer driven by a Port Austin woman traveling southbound. A male passenger was also in the SUV at the time of impact. All three individuals escaped injury, with authorities crediting seatbelt use for preventing harm. Officers are examining surveillance footage as part of the ongoing investigation. The morning rush hour timing created significant traffic congestion, requiring additional personnel, including a school resource officer and an off-duty firefighter, to help manage the scene. Police used the incident to emphasize safe driving practices, urging motorists to wear seatbelts, avoid distracted driving, and remain attentive while behind the wheel. An emergency crews rescued four people early Saturday after their ATV went through the ice on Saginaw Bay, about 3 miles off the Pinconning boat launch. According to the Bay County Sheriff's Office, 49-year-old man and 13-year-old boy from Mount Pleasant ended up in the icy water but managed to climb out before first responders arrived. Two other members of their group became stranded when their snowmobiles ran out of fuel. Deputies reached the scene by airboat and brought all four safely back to shore. The man and teen were taken to a local hospital for evaluation and are expected to recover. And ice rescue operations on Saginaw Bay are being hampered as both airboats at the U.S. Coast Guard Station Saginaw River in Essexville remain out of commission. Mechanical failures with the vessel's fans have sidelined the boats while inspections continue. The station is also dealing with staffing shortages, forcing reduced hours of operation from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Officials say that these issues have temporarily limited the Coast Guard's response capabilities in the region. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9A have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more. More, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the Thumb
Cellular, proudly serving here in Tuscola and Sanilac counties for 35 years.
And we're back with more news. NASA and SpaceX successfully launched the Crew 12 mission from Cape Canaveral. The mission, led by Commander Jessica Meir, aims to restore International Space Station to its full staffing level following an unprecedented medical evaluation of the previous crew back in January. The four-person team includes Jack Hathaway, French astronaut Sophie Adonat, Russian cosmonaut Andrei Fedyev, and they are scheduled to dock with the orbiting laboratory on Saturday afternoon to begin an 8-month stint focused on microgravity research and medical technology testing. And the 62nd Munich Security Conference officially began today in Germany, with world leaders gathering to discuss the under destruction theme. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz opened the forum, emphasizing the need for new international security architecture. The 3-day event features over 60 heads of state and focuses heavily on ongoing conflict in Ukraine and the instability in the Middle East. It remains the world's most prominent platform for informal, high-level diplomatic negotiations. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.
Hey, Thumb area, stay connected with thumbnet.net, your one-stop shop for the latest community events. Our community calendar has everything from festivals to events of all sorts. Need the weather forecast? We've got you covered. Plus, catch up on local, national, and international news all in one place. Remember to check out the local coupon page for great savings at your favorite local businesses. Stay informed, save money, and enjoy all that our community has to offer. Visit thumbnet.net today. Thumbnet.net, your local resource for news, weather, events, and much more.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.